I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, September 21st, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, but only 63 degrees.
A crash on I-15 in Midvale. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, an autopsy is underway in Jackson, Wyoming, on the body believed to be Gabby Petito. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt joins us live from Jackson with the very latest. Nick?
Maria, this autopsy is happening today, and we're hoping for some sort of update from the Teton County coroner, but it could be a while before we get the final results from that autopsy. Investigators, the family, and the public are all anxious to learn the cause of death, and of course, they need to confirm that the body found is actually Gabby Petito. The area where the body was found outside Grand Teton National Park is still closed, and our KSL-TV colleagues tell us that some of Gabby's family might be walking through the Spread Creek dispersed camping area with the FBI while this autopsy is being performed. We've also seen photos captured by a KSL photographer of what appears to be a stone memorial, a cross, positioned on the ground near the Spread Creek area. Reporting live from Jackson, Wyoming, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Former D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey tells CNN today that there are questions about Gabby and Brian's relationship.
What we're learning now paints an entirely different picture than what we originally saw on social media with, a couple in love and sharing stuff and so forth. And this is the complete opposite of that. So we're getting a different picture of what actually took place during the relationship. But that still doesn't lead us directly to murder. And so, you know, today is going to be an important day to try to determine a cause of death. But all the pieces of the puzzle seem like perhaps are kind of coming together.
Ramsey also says he believes investigators are going back to the nature preserve to search for Brian for good reason. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Unified Fire says they are working on what they describe as an active incident right now at Kennecott. Officials say on Twitter that there have been no injuries. The cause is being investigated and there is currently no threat to the public in the area. We will continue to monitor this developing news and bring you the very latest when it's available. The mayor of Salt Lake City is announcing another big boost in funding for affordable housing. $8 million is being set aside. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
And Maria, Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says they're not certain what kind of units will be made just yet with that money, since the proposals have not come in yet, nor do they have an estimate on when those units will be completed. But she says the city has built more than 3,000 affordable living units since 2016.
Salt Lake City is producing more housing units per capita than Los Angeles, than the state of Utah, than all of Salt Lake County.
Mendenhall says proposals will be introduced to public meetings over the next few months, and the council will vote on which proposal is the best. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. President Biden spoke today to the annual United Nations General Assembly for the first time as president.
We stand, in my view, at an inflection point in history.
The president told those gathered that he's abiding by his decision to end the war in Afghanistan. Here's ABC's chief White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
He said that he basically is sticking by that decision. We are not the country today that we were in 2001. We are better adept to deal with security threats. That was really the president doubling down and telling them that he didn't regret that decision.
The president is also meeting with many world leaders while they are in New York this week. He met earlier this morning with the Australian Prime Minister. Concerns remain today about the stocks taking a tumble during trading yesterday. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says this sell-off is due to investors' concerns about the economy here in the U.S.
There is inflation. Consumers pay much higher prices today at the grocery store than they did a year ago. There are issues with our supply chain and the jobs recovery. While it is underway, there are still many people who lost jobs in the pandemic who have yet to fully return to work. Then you have the Delta variant, the uncertainty that that causes for the economy going forward. And it all combines together to provide that uncertainty for investors.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell yesterday nearly 615 points. A quick check of the markets right now. They are all in positive territory, but not moving by leaps and bounds. Other national stories we are following this hour. Hundreds of Homeland Security employees are now in Del Rio, Texas, to handle a surge in border crossings. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest.
Among the thousands of migrants, mostly Haitian, sheltering under a border bridge, is Mackenson Bayard.
My wife, she's pregnant. She's sleeping on the floor without a bed.
Del Rio Mayor Bruno Lozano says officials are trying to move the asylum seekers into better conditions.
I've seen Border Patrol, I've seen CBP, I've seen special ops officers give water, give diapers, give food.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is requesting a federal emergency declaration in response to the rush of migrants. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Coming up on KSL, firefighters continue their work in California with a major save in the Sequoia National Forest, plus a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a crash northbound I-15 just after 90th South, blocking the HOV lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Your morning companions.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Wild story. A bunch of people fleeing the soccer field because someone brought a gun.
Brandishing a weapon essentially starts a stampede. Families and children trying to run away from the scene.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Weekdays 9 till noon
on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
I've dropped 92 pounds in 18 weeks using the Soda Weight Loss System, 5.2 pounds of fat weight, not muscle. I'll tell you what, you want to change your life, start by eating. The Soda Weight Loss Program is great in giving you a nutritional program to maintain the lean muscle. And then there's a maintenance program that you get at the end. So it's a great way. There's so many benefits from this. My mood's different. I sleep better. I feel better.
Since I've started the program, I'm down 75 myself. And it's just been, look, the feeling that you have when you can make that that change in your life, it's just emotionally, physically, all the things are just a lot better. So why don't you start by going to SotaWeightLoss.com. It's S-O-T-A, SotaWeightLoss.com. And you can have the results that Scott and I have been having. Guys will drop weight 3 to 5 pounds per week on average. Women, 2 to 3 pounds per week on average. And that's the average. So you're better than average. Come on, give them a call. SotaWeightLoss.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, the family of Gabby Petito is waiting for the results of an autopsy today. After a body matching her description was found on Sunday, the results could positively identify Gabby, while a cause of death could take a while longer. Utah Governor Spencer Cox is joining other governors in writing a letter to the president about the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. The letter says the negative impacts of unenforced border policy on the American people can no longer be ignored. It also requests a meeting at the White House within the next 2 weeks to discuss the situation. Salt Lake Tribune reports this isn't the first letter the governor signed on the border crisis. He also joined a letter in May blaming the Biden administration. Canadians have given Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party a victory in their parliamentary elections, but he's fallen short of achieving an overall majority.
Justin Trudeau's gamble to win an outright majority of seats failed, and the result nearly mirrored the outcome of 2 years ago. His Liberals did, however, win the most seats of any party. His message to supporters:
you are sending us back to work with a clear mandate to get Canada through this pandemic and to the brighter days ahead. And my friends, that's exactly what we are ready to do.
The result means Canadians are basically back to square one with a new minority parliament looking just like the previous one. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
There is some good news to report today in the wildfire fight inside Sequoia National Park in California.
Efforts to save some of the most famous trees in the world appear to be working. The National Park Service says four famous giant sequoias were not harmed by fire as the flames moved through the giant forest. The General Sherman, the largest tree in the world by volume, has survived. Firefighters wrapped the bases of the trees in fire-resistant blankets to protect them from flames. The status of the other giant sequoia groves in the park isn't known, though. The park remains closed and evacuated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, what's going on this beautiful day?
We are beginning our noontime drive with a crash in Sandy. It's northbound I-15 just after 90th South, but well before 72nd. The HOV lane is blocked to traffic. It is causing some delays, but not major delays. I really thought this was going to tie up traffic, but overall, really not too bad. Add an extra 5, maybe 10 minutes to get through the area. We also have a crash in Weber County, southbound Washington Boulevard at 30th Street in Ogden. Most of those lanes are blocked multiple directions. It might be a spot you want to avoid altogether and use an alternate route. Box Elder County is home to Utah's official Fruit Highway 89. From peaches at their peak to the crispiest apples around. Plan your harvest. BoxElderCounty.org. BoxElderCounty.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
I love these days lately here. Temperatures a little warmer this afternoon to the low 70s. Tomorrow we get more sunshine. It'll be another cool start up to 81. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, and the temperature up to 64 degrees. Coming up on Utah's new news, changeup for the Utes football just announced. The Utes insider Trevor Allen will join me live to break it down. Stay with us on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Being a business owner is both rewarding and challenging. I know. I'm Jeff Jr., owner of Trajan Wealth. As business owners, we often put so much into our business, we completely neglect saving for our own retirement. The amount of interest the banks pay is frankly insulting and not the place you want to be. There are many options for business owners, such as simples, SEPs, Roths, and 401ks. Establishing retirement plans such as these can not only help with recruiting and retention, but may also help lower your marginal tax rate. There are so many hats you wear as a business owner. Allow Trajan Wealth to bear the burden of that financial hat. With hearts of teachers, our fiduciary advisors, and estate planning attorneys will always place your best interest first. So, if you're looking to benefit yourself and your employees, call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Estate planning services.
Utah's return to growth from the pandemic recession shows the strength of our economy's fundamentals. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber. This broad and diverse economic foundation was built deliberately through foresight, planning, and execution on goals. Now, our competition is global, and we must think about our innovation strategies and build those industries that will keep Utah the best place for business growth. To achieve this, the Salt Lake Chamber created and launched the Wasatch Innovation Network. The Wasatch Innovation Network will bring together leaders and institutions, connect industry to capital, startup to incumbent, and academia to market, with the purpose of creating a team of teams to scale out Utah's innovation ecosystem. As there are key developments happening in Utah around innovation, such as the Point of the Mountain and Falcon Hill Aerospace Research Park, through the network, Utah can develop a first-in-the-nation innovation blueprint for other states to model.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Another $8 million set aside for affordable housing in Salt Lake City. Mayor Mendenhall says more affordable units are being built in her city than in Los Angeles. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Wyoming officials will do an autopsy today to confirm the body found near Grand Teton National Park is that of Gabby Petito. It should also determine an official cause of death, but that could still take several weeks. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
That's going to be northbound I-15 in Sandy, where a crash is blocking the HOV lane just after 90th South. It is causing some delays. And a crash in Weber County, southbound Washington Boulevard at 30th Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's sunshine up to 73. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, a cool 64 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden laying out his foreign policy priorities in his first speech as president of the UN General Assembly. He told world leaders they have urgent and common threats to address, including the pandemic, climate change, and cyber threats. And the president says the exit from Afghanistan is a turning point to strengthen ties with allies and use, quote, intensive diplomacy in talks with adversaries. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
He said military power will be used only as a last resort. He talked about diplomacy. Diplomacy worked in Iran with that joint nuclear deal, and President Biden is trying to get that back, trying to re-energize that.
The president holding sidebar meetings today, his first with Australia following the new partnership agreement announced last week with Australia and the UK. President Biden before the meeting telling reporters,
our partnership is in line with all the other democracies in the world. We got a lot of work to do.
That new alliance cut France out of a submarine deal with Australia, and it's created tensions between the U.S. and France. The president is expected to talk with France's leader in the coming days, but told reporters today that the relationship is, quote, great. Pfizer's data showing its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children 5 to 11 years old. Some parents who allowed children to take part in that trial now speaking out about those results.
Renee Chavez is an ICU nurse at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital at Stanford.
We wanted to do, again, what we could to keep our kids safe, to keep the kids in our community safe.
She and her husband enrolled their two young children, Sophia and Nico, in the Pfizer trial. They had the shots a while ago.
I feel good. I feel proud that I got into it.
I immediately wanted to do it so I can have more time with my friends without masks.
Pfizer plans to submit its data to the FDA by the end of this month, waiting for the green light to begin vaccinating younger children.
ABC's Alex Stone. You're listening to ABC News.
And it's time now for the KSL In-Depth, and it is breaking news. One of the Utah football quarterbacks, Charlie Brewer, is leaving the team after just three games. Joining me now live on the KSL Newsline is Utes Insider for KSL Sports, Trevor Allen. Trevor, thanks for being with me today. And after those two big losses, a lot of people are going to say they understand this decision.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little crazy because, in that game against BYU, everyone thought it was just, the offensive line not really giving Charlie time. And then you end up seeing him really struggle with, blitzes and things like that coming at him. And he was having a hard time with it and wasn't able to be as mobile as we all thought he'd be. And then ended up getting benched, and Cam Rising brought them all the way back to take that game against San Diego State into triple overtime. So, I mean, it is a little bit shocking that he ended up leaving the program. I'm not shocked that they ended up making a quarterback change, though.
Mm-hmm. So does this look like a joint decision, or does this look like Charlie just didn't want to be on the bench?
I'm just really guessing here because Kyle Whittingham doesn't really talk about stuff like that, but I'm going to guess that it was his choice to leave. Ended up seeing the writing on the wall. It's his last year playing college football, potentially. And, wanted to go in a different direction because he doesn't want to be a backup.
Yeah, anybody who was watching the last game over the weekend knows what a difference was made when he was taken out of the game.
Yeah, and you know, it's actually been talked about a lot with you know, Cam Rising was named captain, which was voted on by all of the players on that team, and Brewer was you know, elected to the leadership council, but with Cam being a captain, he still had a really positive mindset, and everyone has always said that Cam Rising brings that extra juice, and it wasn't really anything against Charlie. It's just he always had, you know, more swagger in his game and more juice, and he ended up bringing that, and Charlie just simply didn't.
So what can we expect for the future of Ute football now?
Well, it is Cam Rising's job, and, you know, he's a really good vocal leader, been around the program for 3 years now, and coming off of a injury. But, I mean, I would you know, expect a really energized Utah football program, especially after the team held a players-only meeting on Sunday. And all of them have who we talked to yesterday at practice said that it was a really great meeting, and they were able to hash some things out, call some people out, and now they're going to make some changes and getting ready for Pac-12 play.
Okay, does that mean there might be more changes?
There were some changes as far as like starters and all that stuff, but mm-hmm. No one else really leaving the program. It just means that, you know, they're really taking things serious, and they're trying to win, because their number one goal is to win a Pac-12 championship. And even though they're 1-2 on the year, they haven't played a conference game, which we all know that is what it ultimately boils down to, is conference record.
Right. Trevor, thanks so much for bringing us the latest.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Utes Insider for KSL Sports, Trevor Allen. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's make sure you get up to date on the road. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
It's on I-15 going northbound. The HOV lane still blocked with this crash after 90th South. So it's about 8500 South in Sandy. And you are going to see some backups and delays. No major slowdowns, though. That's the good news. A spot you really need to consider avoiding is in Weber County. This crash is affecting multiple directions. It occurred on the southbound side of Washington Boulevard at 30th Street in Ogden. It is in the intersection again. Even though a tow truck is on the scene, it could take a little while before it is completely cleared. It's here. The case lot sale at Macy's is on this week. Buy in bulk for big savings and fill your pantry with deals by the dozen throughout the store. Macy's, happy shopping. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like things are going to be heating up just a little bit. The latest on the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
A lot of days in the 80s coming our way here today. 73 the high after a chilly start and lots of sunshine. But then tomorrow warms back up to 81 the high, and mostly sunny skies. Sunny skies on Thursday. Nice looking day, 82. Gets up to 81 on Friday. Again, lots of sunshine. More of the same for the weekend. Saturday, 83. Mostly sunny skies. A few more clouds on Sunday, also 83. And then partly cloudy, 82 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 64 degrees. A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. The Dow is now in negative territory after being up for most of the day, but pretty flat. S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are in the green, but just barely for the S&P. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
At Security Service Federal Credit Union, we believe there's nothing better than the feeling of home. After all, home is where we're together.
Hey, come on in.
Where we laugh. Where we celebrate.
Happy birthday.
Home is where we always feel just right. Security Service works hard to get you the lowest rate and a monthly payment that's comfortable for you. Because we believe a home loan should feel just right. Just like home. Save up to $5,000 on closing costs or lower your payments with a power rate. Get started with a free virtual appointment at ssfcu.org. Security Service, for a home loan that feels like home.
Equal housing lender. Membership eligibility required. Loan subject to credit approval. Offer subject to change. Valid in Texas, Colorado, and Utah. Offer to save up to $5,000 does not cover certain costs. Not valid on FHA, VA loans. Other restrictions apply. Visit ssfcu.org for details.
Early on at Whipple Service Champions, I bought 6 plumbing vans for an average of $2,000 each. What a bargain. But it wasn't. I apologize to those poor technicians who had to drive those broken down vans and to the customers who had to wait while we waited for tow trucks and mechanics. After that, I bought 5-year-old fleet trucks. Now I know why they sell their trucks at 5 years.
And why I should never buy them.
I've learned this about furnaces, ACs, and water heaters, too. If they are 15 or 20 years old, they're not going to be reliable. At Whipple Service Champions, you can have reliable and get over $2,000 off a high-efficiency furnace and AC or a new water heater at this year's best prices. Each comes with a reliable 10 years parts and labor warranty. Only from Whipple, Utah's best of state company, 9 times in 9 years. Whipple Service Champions, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. 10 years parts and labor.
Are you a business owner trying to rebound after this past year? Or maybe your business received a PPP loan and needs more money? MoFi can help. MoFi is a nonprofit lender dedicated to helping small business owners across the Rocky Mountain West who can't get a loan from a bank. Right now, MoFi has a special low-interest loan called Thrive. These funds are available to businesses that were open and profitable before 2020. A MoFi Thrive loan can be used in a variety of ways, like purchasing new business equipment, building up inventory, tackling that long-awaited construction project, or even just covering day-to-day expenses. The best part? Thrive comes with low-cost, 3% interest-only payments for the first 2 years, giving your business the time it needs to rebuild and grow. Loans are available up to $100,000, and the application is fast and easy. Get started today at MoFi.org. That's MoFi.org.
Fall's a great time to visit Cedar City and Bryan Head. Take in scenic highways, trails galore, Shakespeare Festival, fresh produce, and stunning color. Your adventure awaits. Go to visitcedarcity.com.
KSL News Time, 12:25. A senator from Connecticut says TikTok needs to do more about the latest viral challenge known as Devious Licks. We've reported on the damages done right here in Utah. It's where kids vandalize their school bathrooms and boast about it on social media. Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling on TikTok to ban the destructive videos and ban the kids who use the platform to glorify the acts. He says more than 94,000 of the videos have been posted across the country. Watching Utah's Money, it's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Just in time for the holidays, supply shortages are only expected to get worse in the coming months. Axios reports that there will likely be fewer Halloween decorations, video game consoles, and Black Friday deals this year. McDonald's is pledging to offer more sustainable Happy Meal toys. Company says they'll make the toys with less plastic by the end of 2025. CNBC reports that more than a billion toys a year are sold through Happy Meals. Ben & Jerry's has a new flavor reflecting efforts to support racial justice. It's called Change is Brewing. It's made of cold brew coffee ice cream, marshmallow swirls, and fudge brownies. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 40 points. It sits right now at 33,930. It did go below that 34,000 mark. S&P 500 down by 5. The NASDAQ, however, it's up by 26 points. Just in time for Halloween, a unique expo is coming to Cache Valley. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
A spooky expo in Cache Valley in 2 weeks will feature paranormal experts John and Annie Olson, who have spent the last 30 years documenting unusual events. Their books contain firsthand accounts with ghosts, monsters, and UFOs, according to the Herald Journal. The Olsons tell the newspaper that they've had many vendors wanting to participate. So far, they'll have 50 booths for the event, including a haunted object exhibit, a full-size display of Bigfoot, and fortune-telling. Now they're hoping the Bridgerland Para X will become a staple every year. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
That kind of gets you in the spirit of Halloween, just, what, 5 weeks away? We'll check your drive coming up next. We do have one big trouble spot out there. KSL News Time, 12:28.
If we expected the news.
Gabby Petito.
The FBI making the announcement.
It didn't make it any easier.
This is an incredibly difficult time for the family.
The next question.
Who's responsible?
And why? Listen for updates, mornings and afternoons, to KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Imagine if the first ever way we did things just became the way forever. Like, what if we never replaced the telegraph?
L-O-L.
That would be ridiculous, right? Well, that's what happened with home selling. It's never changed. So at Opendoor, we invented an entirely new way to sell your home. One where you sell directly to us and skip the listings, showings, and other hassles of selling the traditional way. Just go to opendoor.com, enter your address, and tell us about your house. We'll take a look at all the details, plus recent sales in your neighborhood, and make you an offer in minutes. A real offer. You'll know how much you'll get. You can close when you're ready, and you can do everything online. Get your free offer today at opendoor.com/myoffer.
OMG.
Sell your home the new-fashioned way. Open Door. Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage, Inc., license 0206-1130 in California, and Open Door Brokerage LLC in its other markets.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Northbound on I-15, cleanup continues of a crash in Sandy just after 90th South. No major delays, but you are going to see some slowing in the immediate area, and stay to the center and right lanes in order to get around it. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in good shape. We still have the cleanup of this crash in Ogden. This is affecting multiple directions of traffic. Washington Boulevard at 30th Street. Want a 2.79% APR auto loan you can close from the convenience of your home or office? At Hercules Credit Union, taking out a loan has never been easier. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front. Here's Grant Wayman.
Lots of sunshine, comfortable temperatures here in the low 70s for the afternoon. Tomorrow, it'll be a cool morning again. Sunshine, we're up to 81. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 64 degrees.
Utah's noon news with Maria Chaleos. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops
at 102.7 FM.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 64, and KSL's top local story this hour. It's a lot easier now to look up family history records and documents for your ancestors. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints just completed a massive project getting billions of records online. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains from Temple Square.
The church finished digitizing 2.4 million rolls of microfilm this month, containing information on more than 11.5 billion people. Research specialist Becky Adamson says it's all now on FamilySearch.org.
It's a game changer for everybody in the world. So we can, instead of having to come to the library, people can start accessing these records from home.
The church started putting records and documents on microfilm in the 1930s. Then the scanning process began in 1998. They thought it would take 50 to 100 years to digitize everything, but new technology in 2006 made it go a lot faster. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City is setting aside another $8 million for affordable housing. City leaders say this is the fourth year that they've been able to put aside money to make new housing units for people with low income. Council member Anna Valdemoro says the city's redevelopment agency has given more than $70 million to affordable housing.
In just the last 12 months, since September 2020, 333 affordable units funded in part by the RDA are becoming home for Salt Lake City residents.
City leaders say they don't have an estimate on when the latest units will be available, since the proposals for this funding haven't come to the city yet. Our top national stories this half hour. The U.S. House is expected to vote today on a bill to avert government shutdown and raise the debt ceiling, but it faces a difficult path in the Senate. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more from Washington.
House lawmakers have introduced a bill that would both extend government funding through December of this year and suspend the debt ceiling through December of 2022. That means the legislation would simultaneously avert a government shutdown, which is set to happen at the end of this month, and it would prevent a U.S. default on its debt, which could happen sometime in October. But even if the bill passes in the House, Republicans in the Senate are already vowing to block it. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Fully vaccinated international travelers will soon be welcome to visit the U.S. again. The government is set to lift its travel ban starting in early November.
This opens the door to travel from the U.K. and Europe. So many families had been separated since March 2020.
Now with the vaccine, they will be able to see each other. Now the airline industry and other travel groups, they are applauding this move because no doubt about it, this will have a huge impact on so many industries across America.
ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez reporting. Some families that took part in the trial for children are thrilled to hear that Pfizer's vaccine is safe and effective for children 5 to 11 years old. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Renee Chavez is an ICU nurse at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital at Stanford.
We wanted to do, again, what we could to keep our kids safe, to keep the kids in our community safe.
She and her husband enrolled their two young children, Sophia and Nico, in the Pfizer trial. They had the shots a while ago.
I feel good. I feel proud that I got into it.
I immediately wanted to do it so I can have more time with my friends without masks.
Pfizer plans to submit its data to the FDA by the end of this month, waiting for the green light to begin vaccinating younger children. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Utah health officials say more people are getting sick trying to cure COVID with a deworming drug. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports.
Utah's Poison Control Center says it's received more than four times the number of calls about people poisoning themselves using ivermectin. According to the calls, the medication is being used to treat COVID symptoms. Utah State epidemiologist Dr. Leisha Nolan says ivermectin isn't for human use.
One of the big things is it can cause seizures and loss of consciousness.
Dr. Nolan says people are getting a hold of large doses of the drug, which is used in horses and dogs. She says there's no legitimate studies which prove ivermectin will work on viruses in humans. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the president's big speech at the UN. Well, it doesn't appear to have been a big hit. Boyd Matheson's going to break it down for us. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A crash in the intersection affecting multiple directions of traffic. Washington Boulevard at 30th Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Disagree better with Boyd Matheson.
Vaccine mandate to do this through the Labor Department.
Republican response.
Going to offer an amendment in the Transportation Committee.
This is no way to run a government.
Inside sources. From one all the way to three. Tell Alexa or any smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Whether you're going on vacation or getting groceries, if you don't make a list, chances are you will forget something. The same is true in retirement. If you want to make sure you haven't overlooked anything, Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors can help. Mike has a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take the checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes on the list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Capital Wealth Advisors can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the free checklist, go to retireutah.com. That's retireutah.com. See if you've got it right. Take Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors Checklist Challenge today. Get it at retireutah.com. And for more on retirement planning, tune into Mike's radio show, Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
September is Suicide Prevention Month and a time to raise awareness about the often taboo subject of suicide. It's a hard topic to discuss, but we need to. The statistics are frightening. Suicide is the leading cause of death for Utahns ages 10 to 24. It's devastating to families, but it is preventable. Learn to recognize the warning signs, show compassion, and offer support by knowing the available resources to help. But the most important thing you can do to prevent suicide is to talk about it with your loved ones. Check in on friends and coworkers. Simply ask, "Are you doing all right today?" You might be the one that saves a life by checking in or sharing resources that can help. Visit Huntsman Mental Health Institute at hmhi.utah.edu or call the Utah Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 or download the Safe UT app to talk or text with a counselor at no cost. Anytime, day or night.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it's finished a massive project getting billions of records online. People all around the world will be able to access the records on FamilySearch.org. KSL News Time, 12:38. There's a lot of pressure on President Biden as he meets with world leaders today. But how did he do when speaking to the UN General Counsel this morning? Boyd Matheson, he watched the speech, and he's going to break it down for us. So how did he do, Boyd?
Well, it was a mixed speech. It was not a speech that it felt like he was very connected to. The delivery was pretty stiff. He sort of felt like a fifth grader who's rushing through their assigned speech so they can sit back down and move on to next. So I hope for the country, I hope the behind the scene meetings were a little more productive, a little more effective. And this is really an interesting question in terms of how involved the president is in the speech writing and the messaging that's coming out, how much of it is staff related and just kind of presenting something to him at the last minute so he doesn't have time to really internalize it and own it. And so it was a moment, I think, of great importance. I think the president didn't quite meet the moment, either in terms of his passion and connection to it, or in terms of the content to a pretty skeptical audience.
Yesterday, you said that the president had to come over as confident.
Yeah.
Did he accomplish that?
Yeah, I don't know that he got the confident piece in there. Again, it was a little bit meandering. He did lay out a few things that I think are important in terms of sending messages, both to allies and to our enemies around the world. But again, it was a very skeptical audience, and I think he felt that. I think the president actually reacted to the audience a little bit because obviously we've got some challenges going on with our friends in France. Germany jumped on the unfriendly bandwagon today, being very critical of the president and the administration and the American role in the world. And so I think the president may have felt a little bit of that uneasiness. And so he may have been a little defensive, I think, in terms of his tone.
So was the message a good one and just the delivery didn't meet your expectations, or did it kind of fail altogether?
I think there were some good moments in the speech for sure, but this was not a Barack Obama really inspiring speech. It was not a passionate speech like a George W. Bush. And so it was just a little bit of a meh kind of speech in a moment that I think deserved a little bit more. I do think the staff did a poor job in constructing the speech. Started out with a series of questions. We're talking with Dave and Dejanovic this morning. Sort of felt like Jeopardy for the first page, that everything was framed in the form of a question, as Debbie pointed out to us. And so I think there were some definite misses in terms of the construction of the speech. And then the delivery was, he didn't quite own it. And so we're hopeful that the meetings behind the scenes will do the right things in terms of being able to connect with those critical allies. And the one thing I think we really did miss in the speech that I wish the president would have been a little more forceful, a little more passionate on, was the message to our enemies around the world that we can rally the other freedom-seeking and freedom-loving nations around a common enemy. And so be careful who you mess with.
All right. More coming up on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky.
Well, no delay, but we still have the clearing of this crash in Sandy. Northbound I-15 after 90th South, it's been blocking the HOV lane of traffic. In fact, you have good speeds on all your Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. We still have the cleanup, but it's in the final cleanup stages of the crash in Ogden. Washington Boulevard at 30th Street, you still may see a vehicle or two over to the shoulder, but traffic getting through the intersection once again. A new accident popping up in West Valley, 7200 West, just after 3200 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Love it. Fall starts tomorrow and kind of already feels like it's here, right? Low 70s. It's going to be it today. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, more sunshine. Another cool start. And we're up to 81 tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And only 64 degrees downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, family of Gabby Petito is awaiting the results of an autopsy on a body matching her description. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is in Jackson, Wyoming. He will join me live coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Lose that summer vacation weight quickly
quickly and reset your metabolism with NJ Diet. NJ Diet uses new technology that consists of hair and saliva sampling to customize a personal weight loss program just for you. They contractually guarantee that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your personal diet plan and workout regimen so you can keep that weight off. Full supervision is provided every step of the way, and you even get a doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet is all natural, which means no shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. They're at the Sugar House Center in Salt Lake and around the world with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET, or log on to NJDiet.com to lose that weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
Are you worried Social Security will run out of money and your benefits could be drastically reduced? Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits in a free report, the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get your free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a bonus, you'll also receive a free customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. To get your free report and this free customized analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Life has taught you many lessons, like not to put off the important stuff, spending quality time with your family, asking your uncle to share stories from the old days, telling your spouse that you love them. Cigna wants you to know the same goes for your annual checkup. Yearly preventative care and screenings can help detect health issues before they become bigger and more difficult to treat. With doctor's offices keeping things safe, it's a great time to call and make that appointment. It's also a great time to stay connected with those important people in your life. But if you're having trouble getting back out there or not feeling like yourself, that's something you can talk to your doctor about. Hug your family today and schedule your annual checkup today, because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contracted with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A major milestone from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The documents of 11.5 billion people now all finally digitized, available online. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, health officials say they are seeing more Utahns getting sick using a deworming drug on themselves to treat COVID-19. Ivermectin isn't for human use, according to the Utah State epidemiologist. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
No delay, but the HOV lane still blocked with the final cleanup of an accident northbound I-15 after 90th south in Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny day up there, 73. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
64 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
In the border town of Del Rio, Texas, there are still an estimated 10,000 Haitians camped out underneath a bridge waiting to be processed and asking for asylum. The Biden administration stepping up expulsion flights under a Trump-era COVID deportation rule. Today, Governor Greg Abbott visited the town to announce his state is stepping up efforts to stop migrants from entering.
The state of Texas, we are arresting and jailing anybody who comes across the border illegally and trespasses on private property or on public land.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who visited the town yesterday, fielding questions today about security at a Senate committee hearing. Federal officials, meantime, say they'll investigate a photo of a border agent yesterday shown on horseback, appearing to be hitting a migrant with his reins. A second woman has come forward accusing a billionaire of raping her inside Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan townhouse 2 decades ago. Her allegations now part of an earlier lawsuit. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth. An autopsy is underway today in Jackson, Wyoming, on the body believed to be Gabby Petito. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is in Jackson and is following all the developments this week. He joins me now live. And Nick, does it look like they're getting close to a decision or an announcement about the autopsy results?
Well, good afternoon, Maria. We have not heard of an announcement just yet. However, KSL just did receive a statement from the family attorney saying that they appreciate all of the space and time that the media and the public has given them to grieve, and they won't be issuing any statements, holding press conferences, or anything along those lines until Gabby's body is returned home. So we're not exactly sure where we're at in the process of the autopsy. We know it started today, and that's kind of where we're at right now, Maria.
Right now, we still don't know if it's actually Gabby Petito, right? So what can we hope to learn from any announcement today?
That's right. And it does seem like a bit of a formality at this point, that identification, since everyone is acting as though this is for sure Gabby's body. But they do need that forensic match, that DNA testing and things along those lines, just to be sure. But the big thing that, of course, investigators are looking for, especially if prosecution is to come down the line, is determining a cause of death. In addition to that, you know, how long has this person, who they believe to be Gabby, how long have they been dead? And under what circumstances did all this happen?
Anything else happening there in Wyoming that we need to know about? The investigation continuing?
The investigation is continuing. The area where this body was found is still closed off. KSL knows that there are some family members in the area, and we were told earlier that some of them might be touring or walking through the area where the body was found with the FBI. Of course, we would love to speak with any of them if that is happening, but again, we've kind of been told to give them some space and allow them to grieve.
Is there any indication why the family might be walking that area with them?
Not that we have seen so far. We're not entirely sure exactly who's here. There was mention of her stepfather. We've not been told why, but all we know is that they might be here.
All right. Thank you so much, Nick. And Nick will continue to keep us up to date with the very latest from Wyoming in Gabby Petito's, what we believe is Gabby Petito's death. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now to get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
We still have this accident in Sandy, northbound the I-15 just after 90th South. The HOV lane remains blocked, but we're not seeing any kind of backups. The other crash we had, it's cleared, but now it looks like it may have affected the utility pole in that area of Washington Boulevard 30th Street. You're going to see a crew member on the scene. Overall, though, traffic is gooding through the area without any real problems. Celebrate and be blown away with 50 years of spectacular entertainment. BYU Spectacular, October 7th and 8th, featuring Brian Stokes Mitchell. Celebration of arts, sports, and more. Tickets on sale at BYUtickets.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine after that chilly start that we had this morning. We're up to 73. Tomorrow, more sunshine, 81. And then it warms up to 82 on Thursday. Again, lots of sunshine. More the same Friday, up to about 81. Mostly sunny. Maybe a few more clouds on Saturday, 83. About the same thing on Sunday, also partly cloudy, 83. And a few more clouds on Monday. More sunshine, high temperature, 82. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but only 64 degrees.
Prepare for takeoff, because tonight on NBC is Out of This World.
First, The Voice is back and rocketing to new heights.
With new coach, superstar Ariana Grande.
She's amazing!
Then it's the season premiere of New Amsterdam.
Oh, we finally see what happens with the romance between Dr. Max and Helen!
Ooh, talk about sparks.
One small kiss for Max, one giant kiss for Max Kern. Sorry.
Oh, boy. The New Amsterdam season premiere after The Voice, tonight on NBC.
Then, on KSL 5 News at 10. Smaller.
It's 100% worth it.
Simpler.
I loved every second of it.
Affordable.
It's significantly cheaper than a home mortgage.
Tiny homes are becoming the new trend. But just because it has four wheels on it doesn't mean you can park it anywhere.
Zoning largely doesn't allow it.
While owners are on the bandwagon, Utah counties are catching up.
Made probably 70 phone calls.
No Home for Tiny Homes, an unaffordable Utah report. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/talk.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
If you're thinking about claiming your Social Security benefits, stop. Your decision could trigger an avalanche of taxes, double your Medicare premiums, and cause you to forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours. Ultimately, it could cost you tens of thousands of dollars, possibly more. Learn how you could get the most out of your Social Security benefits on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:55. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. DoorDash will soon offer alcohol delivery in 20 states. Utah did not make the list, but Arizona and Idaho did. Company will require ID verification before and during delivery. A new lawsuit claims Louisiana's largest electric utility used a bubblegum and super glue approach to respond to outages during Hurricane Ida. The suit comes after nearly a million people lost power last month when Ida made landfall. The Emmys had much better ratings this year compared to last year. 7.4 million viewers tuned in. That's 16% more than last year, which had the least number of viewers in that show's history. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow now up by 42 points, sitting at 34,012. S&P 500 up by 11. The NASDAQ up by 89 points. It didn't take long for a possibly world record big fish to become a big meal.
A white catfish caught in Coventry, Connecticut last month has smashed a state record and could be a world record, says Connecticut Fish and Wildlife. 21.3 pounds, over 3 feet long. The fisherman, Ben Tomkunis, tells the Hartford Courant that he gave the fish to his grandfather the next day and, in his words, it kind of got eaten.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson reporting.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.